Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Welcome to Elder Care Radio, sharing information that can improve your life and the lives of our elderly community. Brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. I'm Richard, and this is Kaylee, and we are your senior resource. We want to make sure that every experienced member of our community, you know, the elderly, has all the necessary services and benefits that they need, the resources that are available to them, make sure that they have access to them. So whether it's a ride to a doctor's office for an appointment, if you have Medicare Advantage, you can get that, or help understanding your medical records or needing more care in your home, we will help you and we will do it for free. So please call us with any concerns or any questions that you have. We'll try and answer those questions and help you and get you the most resources available.
Right. I think it's a good time to diverge and explain free.
Okay. So there are people who would say, well, nothing's free. And so we'll kind of cover that. We provide hospice and palliative care through Medicare, and Medicare pays us to do that.
That's right.
That's free to the patient.
That's right.
And family.
Right.
And let me just say, free in many ways. No deductions, no cost for prescriptions, no co-pays. So it is completely free. But we offer a lot of other things that are
free
also
to the patient. Right. Now, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is improving the definition of palliative care right. in Southern Utah. And the free benefits we are offering are literally at our expense. We are paying for those out of pocket because we love this community, but we have our own personal experiences that have led us to open this company, and we want to make sure that nobody in this town suffers some of the regrets that we had with the experience with my dad. So we're defining what palliative care was intended to mean. 43 other states have an expansive palliative care program. Southern Utah has not had a good expansive palliative care program before we got here. So that's why we're here. So Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care does provide literally a free in-home care assessment to you and your loved one and or loved ones. We want you to live the best life possible. If you know someone that is having a harder time making it through the day, that is struggling to maintain their ADLs, activities of daily living.
Correct.
Right?
That's right? The word.
Give us a call. We want to come out and help. There's no obligation. We'd just like to talk to you to see if we can provide support and assistance, not just for that person, but for their caregiver and family. Give us a call and we can talk about what can be available and what your goals are and you want to accomplish. But not only our resources, but there are a lot of state and nationwide resources available, and we'll give you that direction.
All right. So, Andy, did you know that May is Better Hearing Month?
What? I couldn't hear you. No, I did not know that, though.
It has been Better Hearing Month since 1927, which seems like a long time.
Yeah, it seems like I would have known
that. Wasn't that back when they put the megaphones in their ear to hear?
I believe it was.
Seriously.
So, but that's been around a long time, and this is the month, and we are way late in announcing that. I mean, we're more than halfway through the month because it does slip by. But if you are looking for a reason to get a hearing test or get your hearing aids adjusted or figure out why the actors on television don't enunciate anymore, maybe it's not the volume control on your television. So Better Hearing Month is just that reason to go see if you can make some changes.
Right. And we've been doing blood pressure and blood sugar testing at the Hurricane and St. George Senior Centers. We will be continuing to perform those services for you again, free of charge. For you. On Thursdays, we were in St. George from 9 to 11 at that senior center right off of Diagonal.
Yep.
And on, and that's Thursdays. And on Mondays from 11 to noon, we will be at the Hurricane Senior Center. And as we age, things change. It's much better to notice those changes early and to stay on top of that. So come see us. Come get your blood sugar and blood pressure checked for free. We'll keep records of those for you, provide them to you so that you can take them to your doctor at a later point. And I want to thank those friends that heard us on the radio over the last couple of weeks. We've announced this previously, and they've come out to visit us. Please come back. We love seeing you. We love our listeners to come out and introduce yourselves and those who have already taken that opportunity to introduce themselves. We love seeing you. So come support us. And
yeah, because if you've never had a problem with blood sugar and getting it tested and you still don't have a problem, that's a great indicator. But if things have changed in your life and maybe your blood sugar isn't as controlled as possible, taking control of that immediately is much better than waiting until there's a problem, a real problem that has to be addressed. So we'd really recommend that. Same thing with blood pressure. You know, some people have been surprised by the numbers that they've gotten because they haven't tested in a while. Your doctor tests every time he sees you, so he tries to keep a chart of trends. Right. But if that's, you know, every 3 or 6 months, that's not very often. So if you come out every week, we can give you an overtime real good picture of what your blood pressure and blood sugar is.
And remember, these are indicators of things that more often than not, we can get on top of and address curatively so that we can extend the quality of our lives. So we're not helping you find, you know, your path to destruction. We're trying to help you maintain the highest quality of life.
Right. So for those of you who were with us last week, going to continue that discussion and go deeper. And if you didn't hear the broadcast last week, we are discussing a topic that makes most everyone very uncomfortable.
The big C.
And in fact, strikes fear when it is presented to people.
The big C.
The big C.
But the fear part of it is what we're trying to overcome, because fear paralyzes us. It doesn't allow us to act. And so if we're better informed, we can be, you know, better prepared to follow through on some things. So today we're going to continue the discussion about cancer. And we could spend a lot of time analyzing statistics, and there's a lot of statistical information that at some point may be useful to look at, but that's not really important in this case, because if I got cancer, it wouldn't matter how many other people in the world didn't get cancer, okay, as those statistics. It would still be, I have it, and so I'm one out of one. And
100%.
So we're not gonna worry about the statistics. We're going to look at, If you have it, it's all you. All the people that don't have cancer don't matter. So let's just look at that number about what we are. And statistics will be done, you know, will be an important conversation maybe at some point in the future.
Right. Before we begin, this is an important question, and you need to really consider it. Do you want to know?
Do you really want to know all of the information? Or do you want to just know that you need to work towards a solution? And we could dive really deep into, you know, all kinds of issues that aren't going to help us win the battle. Attitude is oh so important.
Right. But this is kind of an interesting, for me, this is a very interesting question, because I'm one of those people that want to know everything.
Me too.
I want to know the whys, the what fors, the hows, the who, what, where, when.
The chances and odds, you want to know it all.
I do.
Yeah, me too.
And then I believe that with that information, if somebody gave me a statistical probability, right, that I'd be like, that's fine. You've said it, but I'm going to beat those statistics. I'm going to fight those odds and watch me go. I mean, that's my personality.
You need to know the numbers so you know which ones that you're going to beat.
I do.
I like it, yeah.
For me, it's information that I kind of understand the gravity of my diagnosis and which type of cancer I have, whether it's a very aggressive or a more, more likely to, right, more likely to overcome the cancer. But I wouldn't give up hope. I might go through those couple of days of shock and maybe just fear and overwhelming sadness. And then I'm the kind of person that jumps out of bed and says, okay, enough of that. Now let's move forward. What can we do about this? And I want to prove to people that I can beat odds. But I had a really sad experience recently. And so as we were putting this together, it was hard for me to want to talk about this topic, because I think I had the glaring reality that not everybody does want to know. And there's certain things that you want to know and certain things that you don't want to know.
It affects people differently.
It does. But you really do have to consider that.
Now, I'm the pragmatic person that says, well, yes, under, you know, highly stressful situations, I would like to believe that I will do all the right things. But I also realize that for many people, that's not the case. And so it's important to understand who you are and what information is going to be useful for you and what's going to be not useful, and process that information as, you know, as it becomes important in your life.
Well, and I think that because my mother passed away of cancer, I've already kind of asked myself some of those questions and dealt with the realities of what if, and kind of said to myself, I wonder how I would deal with that situation. And I've made some, I guess, tentative plans, mm-hmm. but allowed myself the ability to change my decision if my heart told me to do something different.
Right. Decision-making should be fluid because circumstances change. And so you should always be able to reconsider, you know, what your goals are and what your aspirations are and the circumstances to decide what you want to accomplish.
Yeah. So, ask Andy. Andy, if you had a very aggressive cancer that tended to have a shorter life expectancy mm-hmm. versus a very moderate cancer that had a likelihood of overcoming, if yours was the challenging one, would you want to know? Would you want a, this has a 1 to 4 month statistical
life expectancy?
I'm kind of like you, Kaylee. I want to know everything, every single information that has to do, like, I mean, I want to know how I got it or what the odds are, where it came from, how long they expect it to, you know, me to live. I mean, I would want to know everything. So, yes, I don't know that you and I are common. I don't know if everybody wants that, but I know I would.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the decision everybody has to make. So for Andy, you'd want to know. You wouldn't take it as a negative impact on your life. It would motivate you to act.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I think initially it's always going to be negative, right? Scary, right?
But it's
but
not
then
gonna,
you
yeah.
say, okay, now I've got to move on.
And
I've got to deal with
and
it.
I always felt like information is a tool that I can use
I
when
do too.
It comes to anything. If I want to know as much as I can about something, if I'm going to have to make a big decision.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, knowledge really is power. And so I do want all the knowledge that I can get. But that also, I mean, let's explore the reasons to know and the reasons.
Well, and let me take the other side. And right now the standard practice, best practice standard, for doctors is generally not give you more information than they believe is useful for you to keep you moving forward.
That's true.
You know, they'll tell you, yes, let's say they show up and the doctor says, we want to run a few more tests because we suspect that you might have some kind of cancer.
Right? Is that, Richard, do you think, is that ethical of a doctor to decide what information you get and what you don't get? Because it is, we always talk about our plan of care and seizing control of your own health. Shouldn't I say, okay, doctor, I know I'm sick. Don't tell me everything. Or doctor, tell me everything. Shouldn't that be up to me, not him?
Well, I would say that most people don't know that that's their job.
That's
and
why
so
we're
the
here.
Doctor has to interpret it.
Okay.
You know, there may, and I'm not trying to speak for doctors at all, but I can give you a couple of examples. When a doctor pledges that Hippocratic Oath, and the first thing is do no harm. You know, and if all you're going to do is drag somebody down and have them get into bed and not do anything, then what did the news provide? You know, did that information do good? So we always, when we're interfacing with other people, we selectively provide the information that we feel is most important and most valuable for the goal. And if the goal is success, if you as a patient are going to either overcome this or live your best life possible, and I guess to live your best life possible is really an important point. You may not be able to win the battle with cancer. That may not be a possibility. There are cancers that there's nothing that really can be done. And taking medications and going through treatments may extend your life. And if that improves your life because you can get more done and you can have a great life, then it's good that you didn't give up. If those things aren't going to necessarily make your life better, then it'd be good to talk to your doctor about it. And that's what we really want to talk about today is how to find that balance. And first we have to look internally as to really where do we want to be. If you want to know, then we will talk about how to get to know. But if you don't want to know, then you should be clear with your doctor about that. And we would say if that first conversation comes up, we have a suspicion you might have cancer, we'd like to run some more tests, you could tell your doctor if you really don't want to, just say, okay, I'll do the tests, but I don't want you to tell me about it. I'd like to have you talk to my daughter, son, husband.
And this is a touchy subject, but let's be honest. We currently really only have one major hospital here.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses, by and large, are motivated by money. So continuing the fight for chemotherapy, be that curative or non-curative, really is an incentive for the hospital, right? And most of our doctors work for the hospital. And so you do have to kind of consider that they may, if you want to know, ask if this is curative and the likelihood of success. But here is a literal story. So I had this this family come into our office, and they were asking about what our services are, and the mother was very young and just diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, when I hear that, I understand what that means, and my heart just fell to my stomach. But I went on and listened to their story, and she said, this has been a blessing for her because she is going to, beat this, and she's going to fight this tooth and nail. And over the next, 2 to 3 years, she'll need us, but it wasn't today. Now, I have to tell you, we watch for some things with pancreatic cancer. It is a very aggressive cancer. And once it is metastasized, there's some very literal statistics available on that. So I, was very sympathetic and compassionate with her her plea, and I took down the information and I talked to her about what we could do. And I said, listen, if you just have any questions or you need resources, you just give us a call. Well, over the next couple of weeks, she was calling our office 3 and 4 times a day. So I called her cancer doctor, and I spoke with the medical assistant, and I said, so she's asking so many questions of me. I want to know, has anybody talked to her about her cancer and how aggressive it is? And she said, oh, no, absolutely not. This specific doctor does not believe in giving that information because he feels that it takes away their hope and they might stop fighting. And if they stop fighting, then they're not going to respond as well to the therapies that are offered. Now, for me, instantly, I thought, like you, Andy, mm-hmm. Hey, that's my choice, not your choice. You right. should at least ask me if I want to know.
I would be angry.
Yeah, right. And see, for me, Andy, the sad part, what it was, she went into the hospital 3 times the next week. And again, still doesn't really know. Her son called me and said, and I had a medical release and authorization to talk to him. And he called me and said, I'm sick of this BS. I want to know. And I said, do you really want to know? And he said, yes. And I said, once it's metastasized to the vital organs, we really know that those are the final stages. And it's a very aggressive cancer. And the reason why you're in the hospital so often and she's having uncontrollable pain is because she's at the very, very end. He stood there like quiet. And I said, are you okay? And he said, yeah, can I come by your office and talk to you? Yeah, comes over. We have a more in-depth conversation. And literally from my office, he called every one of his brothers and sisters. Now, for me, I was so grateful that he finally realized that so that there was no regret and all of the family could be there. When we went to their house the next day and we put them on services, she had brothers there, sisters there, every child was there, grandchildren were there, everybody was there loving her and supporting her. But she had a reality to live the highest quality of life for as long as she's living. But the truth is, there are people that just don't want to know. Mm-hmm. So what's the answer?
Yeah, Richard, give us the answer.
So it really Please. Comes down to knowing your own heart and then moving forward and having your doctor help you follow the path that you want to do. For those people who don't want to know, they may very well be fairly safe that their doctor isn't going to overwhelm them with information. And if that's the case, you're good. Now, one of the important points of this story is that if nobody ever found out until the very end, then there wouldn't be this opportunity to have this, these opportunities to get together and to really work on the things that are more important about life. So
in this case, the son took control and he found out. He asked the question.
Right. So if you don't want to know and you tell your doctor you don't want to know, but you think somebody should know, have a family member, a friend, somebody, have that conversation with the doctor, give them the right to do that so that they can do some preparation behind the scenes so that everybody can be there to support you in your fight.
But this story is evidence that there are reasons to know.
Right. So there are reasons to know. If you want to work towards the best possible outcome, you should know. If you want to have an active participation in the case, take control of what you can control, then you need to know. If you want to enhance your doctor's efforts through complementary and alternative treatments, that's CAT, CAT, complementary alternative treatments, then you need to know. Because if you don't know, you can't be active. And for me, because the word opponent sounds much better than victim in this fight. Yes. And victims never win. So it allows your family to have time to work through this, you know, while you're still alive and find those great opportunities. You can resolve some unfinished issues. There's all kinds of things, including allowing your family to not have as many regrets. So then there are reasons to not know. And one more reason to know, because even in hard times, we can find great moments that will be worth having if we're willing to work for them.
Yes. Relate that to hiking. Some of the most difficult terrains bring you to the most beautiful scenes at the top. So just be prepared to navigate difficult pathways.
And let me take your analogy one step further. Being at that beautiful place with people you love is even better. So allow people to participate in your journey. Don't keep them out. All right. So, and then there are some reasons to not know. One, you're afraid, and that is a real and reasonable issue. So consider that, work through it, or if you can't, then we'll adapt for it. And mostly we fear the things we don't understand. So the more you understand, the better. You're afraid that people are going to pity you. Don't worry about that. That's not about you. If somebody says the wrong thing because they're trying to be nice, that's not your fault. Maybe you don't want to burden others. We all have this. I can do this alone. I don't need other people's help because you think you're being selfless, but that's not really the case.
But in my own experience and in this family's experience, it was beautiful to have the opportunity to have the family come together. And even those family members that maybe you had some hard issues with or, you know, had some disagreements with, give them the opportunity to come back in your life and love you. It will benefit both of you. That's a personal testament.
It really is. So if you're sure that you don't want to know, then you need to make sure that somebody else can be there to take that on. Use your doctor. He wants to be there to help you. And if you fear, call someone else. We really want you to know that. We've got a lot more things to cover, and we're a little short on time. So,
and we haven't given our contact information.
No, we haven't yet. So this is Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Our number, which we hope you will take advantage of today, is 435-477-6999. And we're going to be talking about some action plans going forward so that we can do that. But again, we just want to make sure that you know that there are great things that can happen even in bad times, and we want to be there to help you anywhere that we can. Engage your family, engage your friends, overcome some of those issues, because this is really just a wake-up call to live a better life. We often get stuck in this, you know, rut of this is just the life we're living, but it's these things that will get us out of that and get our head above the horizon and see what's going on. So we will be in St. George Senior Center tomorrow. They call that the Active Life Center now.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11.
We hope you come out.
We do. We hope you're there. And then this next Monday, we'll be in Hurricane at the Senior Center there off of 300. We really hope that we can help everybody in this community change their lives.
Please know that we are here for you. We want to help. There are a lot of resources available. State resources, national resources, and Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is your resource. Give our office a call at 435-477-6999. We do hope to hear from you. Thank you.
Next week we'll be talking about action plans for what you're going to do.
Have a great week, everyone.